Hello. Oh, that's a live, that's a phone one.
Yeah.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, I gotta turn this music down. Hang on a minute. I lost connection for a minute. Now it's just recovering.
Oh.
I don't know if it's broadcasting. If it is, you'll need to turn off your computer.
I don't have my computer on.
Oh, good. Okay, great. Where are you ringing from?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
In the United States. I just spent a week there. Unfortunately, because we couldn't play a gig. We were stuck there for a week.
I actually sent you messages and invited you to come to Wissahickon Park to have a nice hike.
Well, how? I don't know if I got the message.
I sent it to your, address that you had set up for yourself.
Okay, now I'm...
But there were a lot of people interacting with you. How was Philadelphia for you?
Well, it was good. It was a few more days than we kind of planned to spend, but, I had a good walk around. It's a good city for walking. We had some nice meals, and we were hoping to do shows, but as it turned out, we had to cancel. Or postpone, more accurately.
You were very gracious about that. You protected, they weren't coming out with the fact who got ill, and you did not...
Well, there's a degree of discretion required within a great band like Fleetwood Mac. So, but hopefully you'll come, or whoever was going to come is going to come next time, because we're coming back in... November, I think.
Oh, yes, no, absolutely. I've canceled what I had happening that day so I could come and see you.
Good for you. Well, you've actually Skyped me with the camera on. Can you see me?
Okay. I cannot.
Oh, well, that's good because I haven't prepared myself for viewing.
Likewise.
I can see you. Oh, no, you look great, but it's actually advised for those who are going to try Skyping to just try a phone connection so that we don't have to, floss our hair up or anything.
Oh, I see.
There's nothing wrong with audio anyway. But it's fine. I mean, I'm happy that, to hear from Philadelphia in any event. Did you have any questions before I... we're going to try and get through a few people on Skype here now. So did you have any questions for me? What's your name, by the way?
My name is Lori.
Lori, because you come up as a number on your Skype
name. I do.
Yeah. Quite a long number, actually.
Okay, well, I guess I like to be mysterious.
Well, that's okay. You're not anymore, Lori, because I know your name now.
Yeah, well, I'll hold up a sign in Philadelphia for you.
But I'm the only one who knows what you look like.
That's quite all right, because I'm... wonderful to talk with you.
That's good.
Do you think you would ever play Turn and Run again live?
Oh, yeah, I'd say that's quite likely, yeah. I have played it.
I've heard it. I've heard you play it live. You responded to a scream in the audience. That was me.
Oh, that was you. Okay. Was that last
that
time
was
we
me?
Were in Philadelphia? Wow. I kind of have a vague memory of that now.
Yeah, it was in New Jersey, a neighboring state. I've traveled to see you.
Oh, well, good for you. Well, I hope you travel again. There's lots coming up. We'll be back in your neck of the woods very soon with Fleetwood Mac, but there's plenty of stuff happening next year as well, and various different entities. So keep your eyes peeled.
I certainly will. I always do. I've considered flying out to Sydney to see you.
Wow. Well, it's not a bad destination. A long way, though.
Half the world.
Yeah, just a mere 16 hours or so from your neck of the woods.
You would know.
Well, you have a good night there.
Thank you, too.
And it's nice to talk to you.
Good night. Thank you.
All right.
Love you. Bye.
Good night. Thank you.
Night.
Okay. Who's this now? I got Lee Strait. Hi. Oh, no, Tracy. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Neil.
Where are you ringing from?
Just outside of Chicago.
Oh, fantastic. We just had Lori from Philadelphia. How's Chicago going?
Oh yeah, it's nice here. It's really nice.
Yeah, great. Is it it's a nice, it's still summer, really?
Yeah, we still get some good weather left.
Yeah, and what did you have a question or a radical notion to share with me?
No radical notions at the moment, but I'll let you know.
Well, we could use some.
Okay, I'll be thinking about it.
Yeah, all right.
So now that you've been with Fleetwood Mac a while, I was wondering if anything has surprised you that you didn't think of.
What surprised me, that the idea of doing the same show every night has actually turned into quite a pleasurable thing, because I was schooled and grew up with the notion of every show being different, which is great, and I still love that concept, but it leaves you exposed to having little, you know, holes and pauses and ebb and flow, not getting it right. With a show that has an arc, and we do the same set every night, but within that there's ability to be able to add nuance, lean into certain parts, and I'm quite enjoying that. So that's surprised me.
Oh, that's great to hear.
I don't know if that's a good answer or not, but
no, it is, because that's what came to mind. I thought about that a lot.
Yeah, it's just a different thing. You know, I think the brain does well when it gets forced into thinking about things differently, and music, I've done it my own way all my life. And I've suddenly got a different set of rules and conditions to follow, and I think it's been good for brain plasticity, as well as learning other people's songs. It's interesting to see the twists and turns of songs, because the art in them is making them sound like they were effortless, as all Fleetwood Mac songs do. But when you learn them, you get a glimpse at the mechanics of them, the intricacies, the clockwork
patterns. Well, you do sound like it's effortless.
Well, it's been fun. I've been really enjoying it. We've got a few more to come. But did you see us play in Chicago?
I couldn't, no. I'm very disappointed, but maybe I'll fly out somewhere.
Well, maybe you should. It's been nice talking to you. And,
you too, Neil.
Say hi to the good people of Chicago.
Certainly will. Have a great show.
All right. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. See ya.
Bye.
Bye. Hello, Jessica. Hello. Have I got Jessica on the phone? It says I have. No?
You on the phone?
Ah, who's this?
This is Larry.
Hello, Larry. You're supposed to be Jessica.
Nowhere near Jessica. I wish she was here, though.
Do you know Jessica?
I know a Jessica.
Wow. Ah, that's interesting. But it doesn't matter, Larry. I'm happy to hear from you. Where are you ringing from?
I'm ringing from Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania.
Mechanicsburg? I've never heard of Mechanicsburg. Is it a little town?
It's a little suburb of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah. Harrisburg, I've heard of.
Yeah, I actually saw you and Tim playing on the second Finn Brothers album at a Whitaker Center in downtown Harrisburg.
Wow. This
was the town where Tim went crazy over the YMCA swimming pool, if that rings a bell.
It really does ring a bell, because for Tim, a good swimming pool is, the makings of a top day. So he obviously has fond memories of Harrisburg as well.
Well, it was a funny little quirk. He blogged about it, and I thought, what a cool thing from that particular performance he gave.
But do you know, he actually uses goggles and a snorkel, so that he doesn't have to lift his head in freestyle, and he can just swim down. And he's been ejected from a couple of pools on that account, because there were complaints about him.
I love the idea causing...
I mean, it's entirely innocent, of course, but a couple of swimmers found it a little disturbing that he had snorkel in the pool. So, yeah.
Well, that's really off the wall and a funny, quirky story. Is it true, by the way, if I may go down this swimming path, the story about him in the ocean and Eddie Vedder?
He was pulled out of the surf at Karikari Beach, along with Tim, actually, both of them strong swimmers too, by the Surf Lifesaving Club of Karikari. And there was quite an undertow that day. We had just really met and taken him to the beach, and I had terrible visions in my head of, you know, having him being lost at sea. And
it's a very scary thought.
What a scary thought, yeah. Thankfully, that didn't happen. The only thing that was slightly unfortunate was that somebody from the good folk at Kari Kari Surf Club complained that they hadn't had any kind of donation or gift for hauling him out of the sea, which is was really upsetting actually at the time. I didn't think it was required. And anyway, who takes cash to the beach?
Who would think of such a thing, really?
Well, I know. Wow. I think he did actually. I think he did send them something the next day. But yeah, it was a shame that they had to be sort of small-minded about it. I wouldn't criticize them normally because they do a wonderful job. In fact, let's hear it for lifesavers here, there, and everywhere.
That does sound like a little bit of an odd treatment of someone, maybe because he's a celebrity or,
I think,
you know,
that was it. I think they thought they might have had a good, you know, a couple of hundi sitting in his back pocket just because he's Ed Vedder, you know. But, yeah, that's a true story.
Well, that's really cool. Well, I don't want to keep you on the phone too long. I know you have other people.
Well, Larry, it's been nice to talk to you. I do have other calls coming through, so I'll try and whip through a few other good folk. But you have a good day there in Mechanicsburg.
You as well.
See, I've heard of Mechanicsburg now. That's lodged in my brain now. Say hi.
Glad I could give you folk. Something.
All right.
Take Cheers, care. Larry.
See you, mate. Hello. Who have I got?
That's lodged in my brain now.
Ah, somebody's listening to my.
Glad I could give you something.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Whoever's on the line here, you need to turn off your computer or your.
Hello.
Hello.
Who have I got?
This is Trish.
Oh, Trisha, can you turn off your.
somebody's listening to
turn
my.
Off your,
oh, hang on,
your
hang on.
Computer.
I'll turn that off.
That's right.
I can't use Skype and Mixler at the same time, it seems.
There we go. No, it's a good idea for those of you who are trying to.
I can't
to get
hear anything now. Oh, no.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
I should be coming through on your. I should be coming Hello? Through on your Skype. Nah.
Oh no, it's not working now.
Ah, never mind. Can you not hear me?
I don't think it's working. Oh no.
Well, there's such a big delay if you listen live. Unfortunately, this one seems to not be going, but I don't know why that is. We'll get to these technical problems as time goes on.
Hello?
Well, I might have to hang up, I'm
working.
Afraid. Sorry about that, love. Moving right along. Hello?
Neil, how
Who's
are you?
This? Is this Ryan, is it?
Yeah, this is me.
Now, Ryan, can you move your computer away or whatever you're listening on, and hopefully whatever you're Skyping me on. Oh, it's the same device probably, isn't it?
Oh, I've turned off the mix, so I should be able to just talk to you.
Yeah, you can. Can you hear me now?
I can.
Great. Perfect.
Hey,
where are you ringing from?
From the place where you filmed the Weather With You film clip.
Oh, down near, what is it called? Just south of Melbourne.
Yeah, we're in Queenscliff.
Southwest of Melbourne. Queenscliff, that's the one. Yeah, I don't know why it took a long time to bring that to my mind. Are you anywhere near the beach where we filmed the video?
Yeah, the beach is here.
Right there?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't think I've been back there since we filmed that.
Well, you have been to Geelong. We saw you recently. So you were close.
Yeah, quite close. But it's a nice place, not nice part of the world where you are.
Yeah.
And actually that video is notable for probably the only time ever I've appeared without a shirt in a video.
Well, I think Lester made an appearance there again.
Yeah, our dog Lester was starred in that, as our whole family actually. And it should be noted that Nick Seymour arranged to have a couple of vintage cars for us to use in the video, and he got us a little tiny little I can't remember what sort of car it was, a Fiat or something, and he got himself a real flash big on American convertible. You know, that's typical, really typical of Nick.
Just wanted to say, just been listening to the Orange limited edition Crowded House Best Of album, and it's really good, really really enjoying it.
Oh, that's good. Was that on vinyl?
Yeah, on vinyl.
Yeah, great. Oh, fantastic. I actually have listened to it just the other day for the first time too, and it is such a pleasurable experience to listen to vinyl. Some of those songs probably weren't I mean, some of them probably weren't even originally on vinyl. I can't remember when the cutoff was, when we stopped printing vinyl, but I'm glad you're enjoying it. That's good to know. Have you got a beautiful day in Queenscliff? Are you going to go swimming?
Oh, it's still winter here.
Come on, what's wrong with you? Take the plunge. I'll be in later on.
Sounds good. All right, all the best with your gig tonight in Sydney.
All right.
And look forward to seeing you in the future.
Take care, mate. All right. See ya. I'll take one more call right now, and then I'll play some more music. Who's going to be waiting? Here we go. It's Maria. Oh, no. Have I got somebody there? Leo? Lee? Hello? No? Let's see. Anyone there? Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, I can hear you.
Who's?
David.
Is this David?
Yes.
Hello. Hello, David. Where are you?
I'm in Auckland, Neil.
You're in Auckland.
Bit of a wet afternoon here.
Oh, is it? Have you got any questions for one of your compatriots over in Sydney?
Oh, yeah. Well, a couple of songs I'm interested in. I often enjoy listening to The Devil You Know from Conflicting Emotions, and I'm just interested to hear anything you could share about the origins of that song, what was happening at the time, or what the idea behind it was.
God, you know, I can usually remember the moment that I wrote most songs, but that one I'm actually struggling to remember the actual origins of it. It was one of my first songs, but the notable thing about that song is that it was when my wife Sharon was pregnant with our first child, Liam. I used to sing that song into her belly, which is a really nice thing to do. Somebody had told me that if you do that with the same song when the babies are born and you need to get them to sleep, it works a treat to sing the same song. And in fact, I found that to be true. So the first year of Liam's life, I sang that song about 2,000 times, walking around the dining room table with him on my shoulder, and it was very effective, yeah. It's a really strange lyric. It's a strange lyric for a baby, but it doesn't seem to matter.
Yeah. Well, no, it certainly was a song that meant a lot to me at the time. And on the subject of Liam, I won a competition recently, got some signed lyrics for the Back to Life song on the latest record. So that's great. And maybe same question there. Is there a story behind that song?
There is a story behind that song. It was conceived of, the first part of it was written in on an island where the family were having a holiday. And there was an evocation on this Greek island of the gods, the Greek gods. Time spent in a very, very fun bar called Taxides. A couple of big jam sessions in there, and the reason that we were drawn there, which is a long and complex story, was a friend who had lost his sister was his inspiration for going back to Greece, and so all of those aspects are in that song. But you know, the Greeks have got a lot of great mythology. It's good to draw on, and in a place like that, deeply romantic, then there's the sound of bouzoukis in the middle section of that song, which is reminiscent of the sound of the bar I'm referring to.
Okay, great.
There's a story for you.
On my wall and see them every day, so it's great.
Yeah. Well, maybe they'll make a bit more sense now.
Yes.
A little bit. Although it's not necessary for them to make sense particularly. Just open that door and let your thoughts go, you know.
Oh, well, all the best. Thank you. And hope you're back in the All Blacks tonight.
Well, I will be, but I don't know if I'll get to watch them because I'm not going to be doing a gig, so the timing could be awkward. So, yeah. Wish them luck for me.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, mate. Cheers.
Bye.
All right. Well, that was a pretty successful outing, except for my 5-minute drop-off. I'm sorry about that, folks. In the background, I've had a whole lot of beautiful slack key guitar playing from Hawaii, and now I'm going to play a song which is always for me symbolic of Sydney by the Reels. It's called Quasimodo's Dream.
you've had enough, then won't let you be. Fame alleviate heartache. Knocks at your door, gives you the score, then won't set you free. Just when you say no more, a hand is for a key. Oh, I never wanted to be in Quasimodo's dream. Shall I beg the ring, Mr. Please, find another me?
That was Bats of Darkwell Lane by Betcha Dooper, a song of Liam's, that my sons, that I've always been very fond of. And they were a great band. It's been a pretty big adventure, this broadcasting thing. I lost you for 5 minutes. The reason was almost embarrassing to admit. I'm running off my phone's internet connection and my battery went flat. How about that? But anyway, we're back now. I presume you're still listening. Some of you anyway. There's some good calls. That was a success from a technical point of view, although I must say I don't really know who I'm going to be speaking to. These names flash up and then sometimes it's somebody different. But that adds a bit of spice to the whole thing. Thank you for trying. I'm sure a lot of you never had any success today, but in coming weeks, whenever I end up doing this thing, it probably will be slightly random. I may time it for later in the day in our part of the world so that UK and Europe can have a respectable hour to listen live. But really, this is a work in progress. It's an experiment. The fact I can control everything from my laptop with no assistance makes it very adaptable. Now, thank you for being part of this experiment. I'm going to keep playing a few things. This is an earlier version of a song which nearly ended up on Out of Silence. I get requests for, but I think this is it's a different version than what you would have heard. Here it is, Serious in Love.
So serious in love, you appear to be making it up, and you sure like shaking it up with a guy too honest to pretend. Oh no, you're living with another ghost, disappearing with a puff of smoke. It's all starting again, where it ends up, I don't know. Well, I don't know. You're a genius alone, in company you are exposed. That's how the story goes, dressing in the king's new clothes. Oh no, 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 no. Well, I never get through till the end, never picking up a narrative. No, no. It's all starting again, where it ends up, I don't know. Well, I don't know. She came in from the sea, she's a mermaid as she used to be, now a part of our mythology. So is it a carnival show? Oh no, well I never get through till the end, always picking up a narrative. It's all starting again, where it ends up, I don't know. Well, I don't know.
That was Christine McVie, of course, and Fleetwood Mac, Did You Ever Love Me? And a song that I was hoping we would play on the tour, but there's just so many damn hits, can't fit those ones in. But I actually really like that song. And Christine's voice, what a joy. I'm not really sure whether I'm actually being... Are you receiving me out there? I haven't had any messages for a little while, so I'm kind of concerned that since we went off air, we might have lost transmission or something. So if you want to send me a note, thank you for the broadcast. I get a note just to reassure me that I'm speaking to people and not just into my computer. I'm assuming that I am coming because it says it's live now. Everything seems to be working. Jessica Jones has just given me a thumbs up. I think that was somebody I was supposed to be speaking to. We can hear you. There she is. Thank you. Sorry it didn't work out with you, actually. Your name came up on Skype, but in fact it was Larry, some guy called Larry. I'm going to play a little bit of Pixie Williams now, Blue Smoke. This is in honor of Jim Carter, who turned 100 not so long ago. He played the slide guitar on this song. It's a really classic New Zealand record, one of the first pop hits of all time.
Entwine distant call. The quiet joys of brotherhood and love is Lord of all. The oak and wheat together rise along the common ground. The mare and stallion, light and dark, have thunder in their sound. The rainbow sign, a blended flower, still have my heart in thrall. The quiet joy of brotherhood and love is Lord of all. But man has come to plow the tide, the oak lies on the ground. I hear their fires in drive the stallion down. The roses bleed, both light and dark. The winds do seldom call. The running sands recall the time when love.
This is Fang Radio. That was Sandy Denny. And this is Neil and Liam. That's me and Liam.
He knows best when it comes.
That was a song called Troubles that Liam and I recorded for the Light Sleeper record. It didn't make the album. I think it may have turned up somewhere. Some of you may be aware of it. We played it on tour in this glorious month we had playing little country halls in New Zealand. Shortly before I joined Fleetwood Mac, that year was the most contrasting year I've ever spent. We went from playing tiny little country halls, 150 people max a night. By the end of the year, I was playing arenas with Fleetwood Mac. This is going to be quite strange as an underneath piece of music, but maybe I'll just let it play. I'm still learning how to do this, folks. It'll get better. But man, this is a good feeling. It's nice to have you all tuned in. Thank you for joining me. I'll probably go for another few minutes. Maybe I'll take one more call to finish. Let's see who's out there. Very dramatic Skype music right now. Hello.
Hello.
Is that Lee?
It's me. Hi. How are you, Neil?
I'm good, Lee. How are you? Where are you?
Great. I'm in London right now.
What time of the morning is it?
Hold on.
You don't want to know. Hold on.
We've got a lot of feedback. Hold on a second.
Yeah, because you're listening to the broadcast coming out of something.
Shucks. A lot of delay. How do I sort that out?
Well, most people have managed to do it by just turning the volume down on the broadcast. You should be able to still hear me.
I'm hearing our last.
Yeah. Well, this is going to work for you.
Done it.
You all right? Can you still hear me?
Yes, I can.
Great. Oh, well, there we go.
Excellent.
So why are you up so late?
I'm working.
Ah, what are you working on?
I'm a writer, so I'm writing some TV shows at the moment.
Fantastic. I'm very excited to hear that you're up working and listening in.
Oh, I couldn't miss it.
Oh,
is it helping? It's bizarre, Neil, talking to you, mate.
Yeah, it's pretty weird, isn't it, to think that you're over there in London.
When did you
get
this
idea? I'm in a hotel room in Sydney.
I know, right?
Well, I just thought it was nice to be able to communicate with people outside of the normal social media, which I have kind of rejected, for me. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem to work for me anymore. And but I don't want to be disconnected. I want to take advantage of the internet and the way it links us. And I've enjoyed streaming lots of stuff before. In fact, I've been doing that for a long time. So live shows from the studio, and mm-hmm. I discovered this platform gave me the opportunity to more or less do some streaming. Radio broadcasting, whatever you want to call it, from the comfort of my hotel room, needing no one to help.
It's crazy.
I just lift the lid of my computer and I can be on air straight away. And this is my first, I had a little test the other day, but this is my first real crack at it. So I'm kind of encouraged.
You're doing a great
job,
mate.
To get right. Thanks, man. It's a pretty random thing, experiment in progress, but glad you're enjoying it over there. I hope your writing's going well, too.
I can't believe I'm speaking to you right now. You know, it's mental.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good mental.
And I wish I could have been to some of those Fleetwood Mac shows. They were a blast, eh?
Well, we're still doing them. In fact, I'm doing one tonight in Sydney. So
I missed London, didn't I?
You missed London at Wembley, but...
that was cool, wasn't it? How was that for you?
It was huge and vast and reverberant.
I saw Credit House at Wembley Arena back in, 96, was it maybe?
Yeah.
I think you were touring together alone. You had the lock drummers on there with you.
Oh, yeah, we had a good time on that tour. I'm glad you enjoyed it too.
Last time I saw you actually was at the Perth Metropolis in 2001. Do you remember it?
I was
a lone guy waiting outside the venue for you, and you rocked up about 6 o'clock. I've been waiting for you since 10 in the morning, right? And God. I'd had a few beers by that time, so I was a half cut. And you rocked up in your Renault Espace, I think it was, right? And I go, Neil, God, I remember. Been out here since 10 o'clock in the morning. Can I get an autograph? And sure you can, mate. And you called me over and did the business.
Well, I'm glad I was nice to you, but you that's really amazing. It's amazing that you remember what sort of car it was. After 2001.
But I was so starstruck, though, because and I forgot I had my camera in my pocket, so I never even got a photograph.
No, you didn't take a photograph. You just got an autograph.
Me and one of my sisters, so it's all good.
Judging from what you're telling me, you never know where you'll turn up next, so good luck with the writing. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for listening. We'll and that's the same for everybody out there.
Hey, I've got you pegged to be on some of our shows. So if you get a call, that's what it'll be about.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm duly warned then.
Okay. Bless you, mate.
Have a good night, man.
And thank you for doing this.
Good luck with the show. Okay? Thank you.
Cheers, buddy. Love to you.
Bye.
See you, mate. Bye, bye.
All right. Well, good people. This is The Music Swells to a dramatic finish, which, by the way, this music is recorded live, I think, at the Sydney Opera House with the ACO, Richard Tognetti and the ACO, and Michael Lunig and I, from a thing we did called Parables about 15 years ago now. Very enjoyable. That's the Gondwana Children's Choir. The ACO you hear. But anyway, I would like to thank you for joining me on my first outing. Oh, there's the applause. Perfectly timed. I hope you come again. I'll be doing this again. I don't know when, I don't know where, but I'll try and give you some warning. Turn that applause down. I'd say pretty much fun all around, apart from a little lapse in the middle there. Thanks for hanging in there, and we'll meet again soon. I'll leave you with a bit of music. Take care. Have a great day, wherever you are. Bless you all. In the cradle of his mother's arms, a baby lies. Warm and sheltered from the time when they will come apart. Gazing from the hidden world into his mother's eyes, from where the holy secrets tumble down into his heart. His heart so full of hope, he travels in the wild, but soon is set upon and cruelly beaten to the ground. Wakes upon the ruins of his innocence defiled. There his sacred revelations in the mud are found. And from his violated mouth, the song of disbelief. In
in a shattered memory, a shattered lullaby. And from his broken heart flows gratitude and grief. Gratitude and grief. Gratitude. Gratitude and grief. Gratitude and grief. Gratitude and grief. Gratitude.